five rooms.
Yes.
So
they can bring some no, to seat.
ಆಮೇಲೆ 106 ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಬರ್ದಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶದಲ್ಲಿ ಅವರಿಗೆ ತುಂಬಾ ಮಾನ್ಯತೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಈಸ್ಟರ್ನ್ ಅವ್ರ ಬರ್ಮಿನ್ ಅದನ್ನ ಅವ್ರನ್ನ ಆದರಣೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಅವ್ರನ್ನ ತುಂಬಾ ಗವರ್ನರ್ ಅವರೆಲ್ಲಾನು ತುಂಬಾ ಆದರಣೆ ಮಾಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಅಂತ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತರವರು ಅವರು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರದ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ಅವರು ನಾವು ಮಾತ್ರ ಸಾಧು ತಂಗ ಸರ್ವಸಿದ್ಧಿ ಹೋಗಿ ನೀವು ಒಂದು ಕ್ಷಣ ಅವ್ರನ್ನ ದರ್ಶನ ಮಾಡಿ ಅವ್ರನ್ನ ಮಾತು ಕೇಳಿದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನವೆಲ್ಲ ಸಾರ್ಥಕ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಸೊ ಅಂತ ಒಳ್ಳೆ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯ ದಿನ ತಾವು ಅವ್ರನ್ನ ದಯವಿಟ್ಟು ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಕೇಳಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮತ್ತೆ ಕಲ್ಪತರು ಕೃಪಾ ಪತಿತಾನ ಪಾವನೆ
पहले इनका प्रोग्राम होगा ना तो कर दीजिए ये लोग प्रोग्राम
ऑन
आरंभ करें
हाँ थोड़ी
मैं कुछ बोलूँ
हाँ और ट्रांसलेशन करें कन्नड़ में ट्रांसलेशन करें
आप करें फिर वो लोग प्रोग्राम करेंगे
हाँ
तो हमें ही बोलना पड़ेगा
नहीं पर चलो ओके थोड़ी बोलें
हाँ दे विल ऑल्सो डू एनी प्रोग्राम
हाँ करेंगे
कब आफ्टर माई क्लास
या इंग्लिश या हिंदी जाना अच्छा लगेगा
Thank you.
Gopala mudi banda, Gopala kinda. ಕಲಿಬಂದು ಉಡುಪಿ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರದಿ ಕಾಣಿಂದ ಯಶೋದೆ ತಾಯಿಯ ಒಲವಿನ ತಂದ ಎದು ಕುಲ ತಿಲಕ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಗಿರಿ ಕಿರಿಬೆರಳಿಂದ ಎತ್ತಿದ ಮುರಹರಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಮುಕುಂದ ಸುಂಟರ ಗುರು ಇವರೆನಿಸಿದ ಕೋರ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನರ ಮಾನಸ ಚೋರ ಗೋಪಿ ಚಂದನ ದೊಡಗಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಮೂಡಿ ಬಂದ ಮಾನವ ಕುಲಕ್ಕೆ ಗೀತೆಯ ಬೋಧಿಸಿ ಜ್ಞಾನ ನೀಡಿದ ಗೀತಾಚಾರ್ಯ ನೀಲವರ್ಣದ ತಾವರೆಯ ಶಾಂತಿಯಿಂದ ಕಂಗೊಳಿಸುವ ಕಮಲದಂತ ಬಲದೈಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕೋಲನು ಹಿಡಿದಿರುವ ಗೋಪಿಚಂದ್ರನ ದೊಡಗಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಮುಡಿ ಬಂದ ದ್ವಾರಕೆಯಿಂದ ಅಡಗಲಿ ಬಂದು ಉಡುಪಿ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರದಿ ತಾನಿಂದ ಯಶೋದೆ ತಾಯಿಯ ಒಲವಿನ ಕಂದ ಎದುಕುಲ ತಿಲಕ ಗೋವಿಂದ
ರೆಡಿ ಇದೆಯಲ್ಲ
can come in front. Oh, better. Oh, better they can dance here. Yeah.
What is he dance?
Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this is a performance by a young girl from the school near by Hesarkatta. She is dancing in the Odissi style and she is expressing her love for Lord Shri Krishna. Hari Bol.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, after this marvelous performance of Odissi dance, there is another performance by another little devotee of Lord Shri Krishna. She is explaining to her dance that how she sees Lord Shri Krishna early in the morning. Let's see the dance.
Okay.
गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे By millions of dandat pranam unto the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Pad Padma Om Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. I am coming from Vrindavan, we all, Vrindavan Mathura, where Krishna took birth. And he, being a Supreme Lord, powerful, but is stealing butter in the houses of gopis. Not only he was very naughty, very attractive and beautiful. He used to play with boys like you and girls like you. They all used to know very first class of dancing, singing too. Krishna could sing, Sa Re Ga Ma Pa, and Radhika more, Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa, like that, in seventh stone. When Krishna used to play flute, even deers, even creepers, trees, all used to be attracted so much. Especially gopis, girls. At that time Krishna's age was only 8-9 and gopis 6-7 years. Krishna used to play on float and they all used to dance very sweet. Even demigods used to come to see them. So, we have come from that place. I am very happy that you, your teachers, all have come here to hear something. I have traveled whole world more than 22 times, whole globe. I preached the mission of Vedas, Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam. And what is that? I may tell a story, short story, that you can understand. In the beginning of creation, there was a very great, powerful demon, and his name was Hiranyakashipu. Perhaps you know Hiranyakashipu, you all boys, Hiranyakashipu. He was so powerful that anyone could not kill him. He has a boon from Brahma that he will not kill in day,
or night.
In night, in sky, air, sky,
on earth,
on any day, not in any month,
by any weapon,
not in the inside of house, not outside of house. So he has become immortal. Like Ajar Amar,
immortal.
But a fourth son of that demon was Prahlad. In the age of 5, like less than you, he was sent to school to read something, to study. What? How we can make money? How we can be wealthy? How we can be very powerful politicians? So he was. He was sent to school, but he never heard anything from his guru. Because when he was in the womb of her mother, nor great rishi, nor came, and he taught him for about 60,000 years Vedic knowledge. So from beginning of his life, he used to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. But his father was not satisfied. He told, who taught you? And he began to rebuke his teachers, Shanda Marka. They told, we have not taught him this boy. Hiranyakashipu told, Krishna is my enemy. I will kill him and you also if you will. Anyhow, again he was sent to school. Then one day their teachers were out of school and Prahlad was monitor of that class. All boys told that let us go to play. But Prahlad Maharaj told, in 5 years is only. I want to tell you something, after that we can
play.
And then he began to tell. Kaumar Acharita Pragyo. It has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam. In very early young age, childhood, at the age of 5, we should chant and remember Krishna. Because at that time our heart is pure. Like on a white paper, if you will write anything, vividly it can be read. We can see. So in early age, at the time of like you, if the teachers will teach you something, you can remember for your whole life. Teachers may make your good character, intelligence, to speak true, to honor your father, mother, to honor any atithi,
guest, saintly person,
and to chant Hare Krishna name. So he was telling them, from the early age in boyhood, we should remember and chant Harinam and do devotion to Krishna. What then children told? Now we are babies. When we will be old, first we will be young, we will marry, and then making very beautiful
comfortable houses, doing services, being doctors, engineers and so many things, thus making money, and then we will enjoy. And when we will be old, then we will chant and remember and devotion of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj told, you should know, those who have taken birth, oh, they must be old. Anyone does not want to be old? Can you raise your hands that who wants to be at once old? You? You want to be old?
Just now.
Teeth gone, eyesight gone. Anyone does not want. Do you want to die? Anyone of the audience, do they want to die? Never. They don't want. But death is certain. It may be that in the womb of mother, all children shall die. Some, at the age of 5, 8, 10, 20, 50, 100, more than that. But they must die. And it is not certain that when death will come. No? Anyone cannot tell that tomorrow I will be alive. Anyone cannot tell. So, you should begin your and chant and do devotional service to Krishna from very early age. Then they are told, oh, it is very hard. How we can do devotion? Prahlad Maharaj, don't think so. Krishna is very merciful. Very merciful. He hears all the prayer those to whom we do. If he'll tell, hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesh Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastute. He will hear. He will tell, Krishna, give me intelligence, give me knowledge, give me happiness. He must give you. Also, he can give you eternal bliss, liberation from this world, and Krishna bhakti, Krishna prem he can give very easily. He gave transcendental bhakti to Prahlad Maharaj in the age of 5, from beginning. So, they began to follow Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj was leading kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Hare Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Hare Radhe 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 Shri Hare Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Hare
Govinda jai jai
Gopal jai jai Govinda jai jai Gopal jai jai
Govinda jai jai
Gopal jai jai Govinda jai jai Gopal jai jai
Ramana Hari Govinda jai jai
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda jai jai
That was very weak song and it reached in the palace of Hiranyakashipu demon. And at once he took his club and sword and with his army came there. And asked Prahlad, you are a very bad boy. You have no honor for me. So, today I will kill you. Can you say that where is your Hari? Can he save you? Prahlad Maharaj, yes, he can save me. He is saving whole world. He is everywhere. He is in all creepers, all pillars, in all living entities. He must save me. Then he told, oh, is Hari in this pillar?
Your God.
Oh, very big pillar was.
Your God is there.
Then Prahlad told, yes, my Hari is here, everywhere. And then he took his club and by hand he smashed the pillar. And then a roaring came. Like this. And then Hiranyakashipu feared. And he saw a very wonderful creature, like half animal, half man. Half was like man, and from up it was like a lion. Then Hiranyakashipu began to fight with him. At that time, no day, no night. What?
Dusk.
Dusk, evening. No outside of house, not inside.
The door is.
On the door. No mantha that was
leap year.
Leap year. Malmash. No month.
No weapon.
And no weapon.
Not on the earth.
Not in the sky, not in
earth. On his
where?
Left. On his left.
Oh, like here.
On his
he
left.
Was sitting here and took him. That one. No weapon. Very big, big nails. Sorry. Like lions. And he
tore his stomach.
Kya phaad diya?
Tore his stomach.
So, all demigods began to fear. Flames from his hairs coming. There were none to pacify him. Then Brahma and Shankar and Lakshmi sent Prahlad. Oh, you can satisfy your father. Nisingadev. Nisingadev is himself Krishna, but he came in that form to save devotees. And then he killed that demon. And then Prahlad at once came and he sat on the lap of Nisingadev. Then Nisingadev began to weep. I've made late. You should have any boon. Then he told that I am not a businessman, baniya. So if I have anything, worldly thing, any desire, it should go away. Prahlad Maharaj was Mahabhagavat, Paramabhakta.
Great devotee.
Great devotee. He told, give me moon, that all whole world is suffering. They are all being old, dying, again taking birth. So many rogues and diseases, oldness, age. So I want that if I have done any bhakti, that they should be liberated. And in this world, lakhs and lakhs times I will take birth and death in this world. Then Prahlad Maharaj was very satisfied. He told that those who will hear this Hari Katha, this Prahlad Maharaj Katha, they will be liberated. Those who will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, this name will fulfill all the desires that you want. Even it will give liberation from world, from all kinds of sufferings. So, I want that you should all be like Prahlad. You should be like Krishna, very powerful, like Ram. As Ram went to forest to fulfill the desire of his father, you know, and how he killed all the demons in forest, Ravana and others. You should be always speak true. Don't cheat anyone. Don't criticize anyone. Don't quarrel yourself. Try to honor father, mother, guru, teachers. And thus you can be like Gandhi, like Jawahar, Subhash Chandra Bose, Rajendra Babu and others, politicians, and also Bhakt Prahlad Maharaj and others. Gaur Premanande.
Nisimadev Mundir Hasargatte Aashya Khub Sundar. Nisimadev Temple is there in Hasargatte. They can go to take darshan there time to time.
So try to follow my instruction and be happy. Again you should all chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. One thing, daily, after taking bath, only one time you should do. Taking bath and do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And then go to school, study and do all these things. For teachers also. That in morning, one, two times, they should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Don't take meat, eggs, wine, smoking. They will bring tuberculosis, cancer, and so many things. From beginning, you should not play with bad boys, those who take wine and all other things. Meat means M-E-A-T, meat. M-E-M-E-A-T. To whom you will eat, or they will eat you. So never, never an axe, even garlands.
Onion, garlic.
Onion, garlands, you should not take. And be pure life, and be happy in this world. Gaur Premanande. Thank you. I am very happy that you come and listen my classes. I also became very happy to see the Odisha dances. But they should prepare more. In very smart way, very good way. I think these are learning only, and little boys. But Odisha dance very, very advanced.
Nishingadevar Mandir darshan korte jete paro. School er samnei ache Nishingadevar Mandir darshan korte.
So now, you should tell the story of Prahlad Maharaj.
Buddha Chachin Maharaj.
You should tell.
Hare Krishna, Iga, ನಾನು ನೀವು ನಮ್ಮ ಗುರುಗಳ ಸಂದೇಶ ಕೇಳಿದ್ರ ಅದನ್ನ ನೀವು ಎಲ್ಲ ದಿನಾಲೂ ಅದನ್ನ ಫಾಲೋ ಮಾಡ್ಬೇಕು. ಆಮೇಲೆ ಈಗ ನಿಮಗೆ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಯಿತು, ಈಗ ನಮಗೆ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಕೊಡ್ತೀನಿ. ಪ್ರಸಾದ ತಗೊಂಡು ಬಸ್ ಇದೆ, ಬಸ್ ನಿಮ್ಮ ಬಸ್ ವೇಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ತೀನಿ. ಬಸ್ಸಲ್ಲಿ ಎಸ್ಬೇಕು ಅಂತ. ಸರಿ ಸರ್, ಇದ್ದೀರಾ ನೀವು? ಹಾಂ, ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಇಲ್ಲೇ ಇರ್ತಾರೆ, ಮಕ್ಕಳು ಮಾತ್ರ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ತಗೊಂಡು ಮಾಡಿ. ನೀವು ಒಂದು ಎಲ್ಲ ಲೈನ್ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡು ಇಂಜಿನಿಯರಿಂದ ಹಿಂದಿನಿಂದ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ. ನೀವು ಗಲಾಟೆ ಮಾಡ್ತೀರ ನಿಶ್ಶಬ್ದವಾಗಿ ಒಬ್ಬೊಬ್ಬರೇ ಕೊಟ್ಟು ಬಿಡು.
ಕನ್ನಡ ಹಿಂದಿ
ಐ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬಿ ಹಿಯರ್.
Others can come forward and they can hear. Oh, they should come forward. Those are other audience.
All the devotees who have come to attend the program, please come forward. The students, as they take prasad, the devotees, please come forward and sit here. In the front.
Headmaster. Of the school and headmaster.
Oh, yeah.
And they said they will prepare better next time.
I'm satisfied.
One day prepare more.
Only one day?
Only.
Very good. Thank you. You should teach them something about Krishna. And you are devotee. He is also teacher there?
Yes sir.
So you should.
Very good teacher. हम उनके स्कूल में जब से मैं पढ़ाने जाता हूँ ना, तो एवरी शुक्रवार को 40 मिनट का एक पीरियड है. और लास्ट पीरियड में हम पढ़ाई छोड़ देते हैं, स्कूल की पढ़ाई नहीं करते. भगवद गीता के श्लोक चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा यही पढ़ाता हूँ, यही पढ़ाता हूँ. आपके आशीर्वाद जरूर.
ओम विष्णु पाठ परमहंस सहित राजक आचार्य वर्ग अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज. I also offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of Nisila Pavitra Omrita Bhakti Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
मदर
ओडिशा डांस किया है बच्चों उनके माता जी है ये गर्ल के माता जी इसकी माता जी इनके माता जी
है
From 2 days, you know, she's given practice.
All the, only 2 days.
To show the dance.
Very good. I'm happy. Next year there will be more.
Yes, sure. We'll give you very good. Actually, they're learning now. They're learning now dance.
Yes.
Speak about pastime of Sri Prahlad Maharaj. We know that
blessings.
Prahlad Maharaj. Was the son of
दसवीं कक्षा के बच्चे हैं दसवीं कक्षा के बच्चे हैं सब
कश्यप मुनि had two wives Diti and Aditi so the two sons of Diti were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu Hiranyaksha destroyed the earth and threw it in the ocean so that time the Lord came as Varahadev He came in the form of great boar and Lord killed him. When Hiranyakashipu heard that his brother has been slain by the Lord, he became very angry. From that day onwards, he became a great enemy of Lord Vishnu. So he wanted to kill Vishnu because his enmity towards Vishnu was only because his brother was killed by Lord Vishnu. Later on, Hiranyakashipu gave very intense austerity. And we know that the demons, the Janavi worship, Brahma, Shiva and other demigods. While the devotees, they worship Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Hiranyakashipu, he went to the forest for performing very to the Mandar Mountain to perform very intense austerities. And so for many thousands of years, he stood on one leg and tried to satisfy Lord Brahma by his prayers. Meanwhile, his wife, who was pregnant, the wife's name was Gayadu, who was pregnant, was
स्कूल जाए लेक्चर दी थे मतलब धन्यवाद स्कूल जाए लेक्चर दी
ठंडी मारे
हाउ पावरफुल मस्ट बी द सन ऑफ हिरण्यकश्यपु सो बेटर दैट आई फिनिश दिस सन ऑफ हिरण्यकश्यपु राइट इन द होम आई वर
किन हमारे स्कूल के टीचर लोग हैं हां टीचर
हैं इंद्र आई टोल्ड हर प्लीज डू नॉट किल कयादु एंड इवन इफ यू अटेम्प्ट टू किल हर यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू किल हर बिकॉज़ In her home is growing one of the greatest devotees of Lord Shri Krishna, Shri Prahlad Maharaj. So, Indra
relinquished
Kayadu and Narad took possession of her. And as a disciple, he took her to Vrindavan near Narad Kunda. For many thousands of years, from the lotus lips of a Mahabhagavat like Shri Narad Kuni, Eternal Parshat of Bhagavad Shri Krishna. She heard the Harikatha. When she heard Harikatha from the lips of Narad Muni, the baby Prahlad, who was growing in the womb of Kayadu, also heard that Harikatha. So, these samskaras were there in the heart of Shri Prahlad Maharaj. However, Kayadu, because she could not remember what Narad Muni told, however, Prahlad remembered all the instructions he received right in the womb of the mother. Later on, Hiranyakashipu satisfied Lord Brahma and Lord Brahma came on the back of a swan. He came down and Hiranyakashipu fell down at the feet of Brahmaji. And Brahmaji said, My dear Hiranyakashipu, no one in this material world can perform the austerities we have performed. In fact, half of your body is actually eaten by hands. And still, you are circulating your prana within your bones. And somehow, you are continuing to live. That time, Hiranyakashipu asked Brahmaji for a boon that I want to become immortal. Brahmaji said, it is impossible to be immortal in this material world. However, I will give you a boon, any other boon. He said, may I not die, as Srila Gurudev was saying before. May I never may I die in the day or night. May I not die in the sky or on the earth. May I not die in any of the 12 months in the Vedic calendar. May I not die inside the house or outside the house. May I not die by any beast, monkey, human being, demigod, yaksha, kinnara, vidyadhara, charana, asura, dadava. None of them should be able to kill me. And may I not be killed by any weapons. So many conditions we put. The demons, they always try to, very tricky. So, Brahmaji said, so be it, and you may not die under these circumstances. But he did not give him the boon to be immortal. And Brahmaji left. So now Hiranyakashipu became as good as Brahma, and he started ruling the earth. In fact, Srila Gurudeva was saying that even the Vayu was actually cleaning his house like with a broomstick. And Indra actually was fetching water and filling up the tanks in his house. He actually made all the demigods subservient to him. When he became so powerful, he started opposing the Vedic culture. The demons, they don't like Vedic culture. So they said, Hiranyakashipu ordered his servants, go and kill all the brahmanas. Go and kill all the cows. Go and kill, destroy all the fire sacrifices. No trace of Vedic culture should be left. And everyone should chant my names instead of the names of Vishnu. Anywhere Harinam Sankirtan is going on, please stop it as soon as possible. And Prahlad was given to Shanda and Amarka. So we know that Shukracharya is the guru of demons. Shukra means women. So this seminal disciplinary succession carried on by Shukracharya. His sons Shanda and Amarka are teaching the materialistic knowledge. Some of the others try to be victorious over your enemies. Sama, Dama, Danda, Veda. You should glorify your enemy. You should try to bribe him. You should create a division among the enemy and try to conquer, divide and conquer. Or you should try to finally use force or somehow or other use any type of diplomacy to conquer your enemies and try to make more money and try to be more happy. So Shanda is actually a bull, a type of a bull who is passing cow dung, who is passing the dung which is not even solid, it's liquid, like maddened bull who is very difficult to tame. So this type of materialistic teachers are not useful. So they were trying to teach Prahlad all the materialistic knowledge. However, Prahlad Maharaj only remembered the knowledge taught by Naraji. So one day his father asked him, oh my dear boy, what did your teachers teach you? So Prahlad Maharaj never considered Shanda and Amarka to be his teachers. He considered only Narad Muni to be his teacher. So he said, my teacher taught me Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Harchanam Vandanam Dasyam Satram Atma Nivedanam Iti Pumsa Pita Vishnu Bhaktiche Navalakshana Priyata Bhagavati Adhyaktan Manne Adhita Uttamam. That there are 9 processes of Vaidhi Bhakti: hearing, chanting, offering obeisances unto Vishnu, and so on and so forth. And these are applicable to 2 Vishnus. Now we say we know only 1 Vishnu. Where is the second Vishnu? Vishnu is Dvivachan. One Vishnu is the Vishay Vishnu, that is the Lord Shri Krishna himself. And the other Vishnu is Ashray Vishnu or Srila Gurudev. So these 9 classes of devotional service can be performed for the Lord Shri Krishna and also for Gurudev. We can also hear the glories of Gurudev, we can sing the glories of Gurudev also, and high class Vaishnavas. So when Hiranyakashipu heard that, he said, very good. Who taught you this knowledge? He immediately called Shanda and Amarka. And Shanda and Amarka, they said, we never taught anything like this. We don't know where he learned this from. It seems that he naturally is a devotee. So Hiranyakashipu told Prahlad Maharaj, please abandon worship of Vishnu. Vishnu is my enemy. He killed my brother Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means software. Someone is only interested in gold and soft bed, enjoying sleeping and having so much opulence and sense gratification, that person is known as Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is the representative of the materialistic civilization. Prahlad said, and he told Prahlad, give up worship of Vishnu, otherwise I will torture you. So he started torturing Prahlad. He tried to put him in boiling oil, threw him off the cliff, tried to give him under the foot of elephant, and he also tried to make him bite by snakes. Then all the snakes came to bite him. That time, all the snakes, he sent most poisonous snakes to bite Prahlad Maharaj. However, all the snakes, they ran away in fear. Why? Yasyapti bhakti bhagavatir akinchana sarvair gunas tatra samasate sura harao bhaktasya kuto mahatguna manorathena sati bhavato bahi. That when someone is a devotee of Lord Shri Krishna, all the good qualities and all the demigods and all the gods who represent those good qualities are present within the body of a pure devotee. Namatya buddha suye sarva deva mayo guru. Guru is the representative of all the gods, demigods and everyone. We should not try to envy Gurudev. So this high class devotee Prahlad, in his body Garuda was also present. Seeing the Garuda in his body, all the snakes ran away. In this way, nothing could kill Prahlad. So that time, Hiranyakashipu went to his son and said, I want to kill this Vishnu. Please tell me, where is Vishnu? And that time, Prahlad said, oh, my father Hiranyakashipu, my Vishnu is everywhere. He is all pervading. Antarastha paramanu chayantarastha. He is present within every Brahmanda and he is present within the smallest of the smallest subatomic particle. He is everywhere. He is omnipresent. Oh, is he present in this pillar? Hiranyakashipu asked. Prahlad said, yes, my father, he is present everywhere. So immediately he took out his sword and with one swipe of a sword he broke the pillar. And then came out from that pillar Sri Nrisimhadev, the half lion and half man. This form was not seen by any demigod, not even by Brahma. Even Lakshmi Devi was surprised. She had never seen her lord so angry. This was the most wonderful form, with the lion head and the body like a human being, with the chisel-like nails and hair like fire, and he made a big roar. And that time, Hiranyakashipu still was a little afraid, but still he wanted to fight with Nrisimhadev. However, Nrisimhadev gave him some chance, just like a cat plays with a mouse for some time, and after some time, she with one strike of a paw, she kills the mouse. Similarly, very quickly, Hiranyakashipu was killed by Nrisimhadev. That time, he tore open his stomach, and from his stomach, he pulled out all the intestines, like a garment, antramala, and put around his neck. Why did he put around this garland of antramala around his neck? Because the semina of the father passes through the intestines into the womb of the mother. So such a great Mahabharat, Prahlad Maharaj, passed through the semina and through the intestines of this Hiranyakashipu. How great must be his intestines. So Hiranyakashipu wanted to garland himself with the great devotee's residence, previous residence. And then, immediately, however, his anger was still not pacified. And his Brahmaji and Shivji, none of the demigods, Indra, even Lakshmi Devi could not approach even an inch closer, could not go anywhere close near Hiranyakashipu. He was the most ferocious form personified. So that time, Brahmaji told, oh my dear Prahlad, it seems that the Lord is angry because of the harassment given by Hiranyakashipu to you. So please go in front of your power of Nrisimhadev and pacify him. Immediately Prahlad, without being afraid, went in front of Nrisimhadev. Just like a tiger or lion, very ferocious, but for the tigress or lioness, her cubs, they are not afraid of her. So similarly, Prahlad was never afraid of Hiranyakashipu, of Nrisimhadev. He straight went in front of Nrisimhadev and started offering prayers. Immediately, Nrisimhadev was pacified to see little Prahlad. And immediately he took him in his lap and started licking his body with his tongue. Just like a lioness licks her cubs, similarly, he started licking all over the body of Prahlad Maharaj in great affection. And his anger was pacified. So then, after some time, Brahmaji approached. And Brahmaji was very shy. Why was shy? And he was embarrassed. He was afraid also. That I gave a boon to Hiranyakashipu, and this Hiranyakashipu tortured this little boy, great devotee of the Lord. So I am an offender. And Nrisimhadeva told Brahmaji that he did not say anything. He just told one thing. In future, please do not give such boons that my devotees will be harassed. He did not say that I have pardoned you or anything like that. So it means that he completely ignored Brahmaji. So Sir Prahlad Maharaj is very dear to Lord Nrisimhadev. Now Lord Nrisimhadev, Srila Jayadeva Goswami and Srila Gurudev has released the tika of Jayadeva Goswami's Gita Govinda by Pujari Goswami, one of the great devotees of Lord Shri Krishna. In that, Pujari Goswami explains that Lord Nrisimhadev is the embodiment of Vatsalaras, and he actually took Prahlad in his lap like his own child and started licking all over his body. He became like his mother and father together. So that time Nrisimhadev thought, oh, this Prahlad is like my son. However, I am like his father. But I personally have no father. My father is only this pillar. I appear from this pillar. So I want to be also sit in the lap of my mother and father. I also want to enjoy a childlike pastimes. So he came as Lord Sri Ramachandra and Lord Sri Krishna. So this Nrisimhadev is most merciful. He actually removes all the obstacles to our devotional service. We in this Hesarkatta, we are very fortunate. The deity installed by Durvasa Muni, the brother of Dattatreya, is present. And Srila Ramanuja Acharya, one of the prominent Acharya of Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Vyasa Tirtha, one of the Acharya in our disciplic succession, has visited this temple. And this is the very beautiful temple we visited other day on Harinam Sankirtan. Srila Gurudev has established a big temple near Mathura, in Vrindavan Dham, called Durvasa Mandir. It is the bhajan sthali of Durvasa Muni. And now, here is another deity installed by Durvasa Muni. Vanchakam Padaru Vesha Krupa Sindhu Bhavacha Paditanam Pavanethi Vaishnavi.
The life of Narada Rishi and his teaching to Vyasadeva.
No Canada this time? No Canada. Canada because not all speak English.
The boy is not here. Where is that?
Oh.
You should come forward.
Abhyavanati Vrandasya. Yaranjanastanakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmae Sri Gurave Namaha Vansha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanetyo Vaishnavetyo Namo Namaha. Sri Gurudev has ordered me to speak on the history how Vyasadev, the manifestation instead of Krishna coming in this world, how he met with his Gurudev, spiritual master, Sri Narada Muni, and what was the exchange of that meeting. I believe nearby is any holy Tirtha or this place. Perhaps Vyasa Tirtha, is that nearby?
Durvasa.
Not Vyasa?
Vyasa is also,
Vyasa Dev. So we all know Vyasa Dev. He is the compiler of all Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, all explained what is Dharma. He had compiled Brahma Sutra. Yeah. He had given all information for humankind in order to help them understand what is Dharma and how to practice Dharma. Especially, he emphasized who is God, yeah, and how to understand our relationship with God. Still, he did not feel satisfaction, yeah, although he was himself manifestation of Krishna. He showed by example that if we feel despondent in our present situation, we do not know how to be happy, how to go forward, then we should take shelter of our spiritual master. When Krishna comes in this world, Lord Ramchandra, Krishna himself, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only 500 years ago he appeared in this world. They always show by example that without taking shelter of bona fide guru, we cannot make progress in our development towards realizing our relationship, our spiritual identity, and our relationship of who we are in relationship with Krishna. Some of us may think we do not need a living spiritual master, but really Krishna himself showed. Lord Ramachandra, he had spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also Vyasadeva himself showed by example that we do need a living spiritual master. If we are not sure about our present happiness, our situation, then only who can help? The spiritual master. Why? Because spiritual master? He knows the answer to all questions. He has realized himself, his relationship with Krishna. And he is detached from anything in this world. These are the qualities of a bona fide spiritual master. Anyone who has not realized these things himself, how he can be spiritual master? He can call himself anything, Ritvik, but he cannot give that thing which is there in the heart of the bona fide spiritual master. The wealth which is there within the heart of the bona fide spiritual master, a bona fide disciple will inherit that very wealth. And this is what we see here in the example of Vyasadeva and Narada Muni, which we will hear. Yeah. So Vyasadeva was despondent. He didn't know, what have I done wrong? I have explained everything about Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, how to be good at religious duties, how to earn money in a bona fide way, how to obtain sense gratification in this world, heavenly planets, so many destinations, and not only that, how to attain liberation. What is it that I didn't do, that I feel unhappy? Then he meditated and his spiritual master appeared, Sri Narada Rishi. And he asked Narada Rishi, please point out to me, what is the defect in what I have done? Here, in this example, we see that how important it is to always accept the guidance of the spiritual master. Without having that relationship, there is no way that we will have any transcendental position. If in this world we cannot accept someone who we can serve, someone who we can listen to, then what we will do in the spiritual world? Then we are always under guidance, yeah, of Krishna's near and dear ones. So we have to learn, and that is why Krishna himself set the example. So we ask Narada Rishi, please point out to me what is the defect in what I have done, and explain very clearly how I can be happy. Then Narada Rishi asked him, have you explained in your writings that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How he lives in Vrindavan? How he steals butter? How he teases the gopis? Yeah? in the early morning, you make so many screens to broken their homes and steal butter. And how they, Mother Yasoda, wants to twist his ear, binds him to a grinding mortar, yeah, and tells him, I will teach you a lesson. Yeah. You will not have a chance to be immoral, to have bad character. I will teach you. Yeah. And she binds him on the grinding mortar. Have you told all these things? Yesterday replies, no, Gurudev, I did not explain all these things. Then Narada Rishi said, have you explained how Krishna, he is playing with his boyfriends, Sridharam, Subal, how they wrestle? Sridharam is telling, my father, Vishnubhanu Maharaj, has 11 lakh cows. Your father, Nanda Maharaj, has only 9 lakh cows. I am more strong than you. You want me to prove that? I'll challenge you. Yeah. And then wrestle, Krishna and Sridharam. Have you told all these things? Then Sridharam and Krishna wrestling together. And sure enough, Krishna is on his back and Sridharam on top of him. And Sridharam says, I am the winner! And all the boys are clapping. Krishna is defeated. Yeah. Did you tell all these things? No, Gurudev. And then Krishna replying, wait a second. My nose is up. The winner's nose is up always, so I am the winner. Then all the boys clap again. Yeah. So, did you tell all these things yesterday? No, Gurudev, I didn't tell all these things. Yeah. Moreover than that, yeah, when the wrestling match was going on, and all these wonderful things were happening, boys were clapping, happy. Nearby, there was a saintly person sitting, long beard, and he saw all these things. Yeah. And he thought, how is that possible? This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, playing with boys like that, like a human being, and even in wrestling, they are joking, who is the winner, who is... I cannot believe what I'm seeing with my own eyes. Yeah. Then Krishna and Sridharam, they come up to this saintly person and pull his beard and say, Baba, can you tell the truth? Who's the winner? And Baba is speechless. Yeah. This is Durvasa Rishi himself, observing the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan. How beautiful. So, Narada Rishi telling, did you tell all these things? No, Gurudev, I didn't tell all these things. Then, on, Narada Rishi explains how Krishna, playing his flute, attracting all the cows, the cowherd boys, coming out for cow grazing, and then all the gopis, how they are attracted to be with Krishna and enjoy loving exchanges, joking, scolding. So many wonderful pastimes are there in Vrindavan. Did you tell all these things yesterday? No, Gurudev. Then Narada Rishi replied, you should meditate and realize all these things within your heart and manifest them for the whole world. Yeah. And this is the sum and bottom of the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the message which Krishna himself wants to give to the world when he comes and displays his pastimes. How we can become attracted to desire to enter that world of Vrindavan. When we have a natural relationship with Krishna, either as a servant, a friend, a father, mother, or as a lover and beloved. These beautiful pastimes which are taking place, which are so full of transcendental happiness, how to enter that? This is the message which Krishna wants to give. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, came to explain, to show by example, how to enter the world of Vrindavan by taking shelter properly under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master who will give all the wealth which he has in his heart to the disciple who is loyal, who is obedient, who is fully surrendered and wants to only receive the wealth which he has in his heart, that pure bhakti. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Arādhyo bhagavam braje satanyatad dharma vrindavanam ramya kasmi tupasana brajibadubhuy sakalpata. Vam pramanam vam prema pumarto maham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mitamiyam tatrāryo na paraha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mission to establish that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Which Krishna? That Krishna which is in Vrindavan, Bhajanda Nandana and Sri Krishna. What is the highest mode of worship of Krishna? That which is shown by the coward girls, the beloveds of Krishna in Vrindavan. What is the process to attain the highest loving devotional relationship with Krishna? That is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the spotless, pure description of the loving relationship with Krishna of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And what is the final and highest goal of life? Prema pumarto mahan, artha dharma artha kama moksha. We all want to be happy in this world. We all think that if I have money, if I have a house, if I have a good job, if I am healthy, if I am honest, if I am religious, then my life is peaceful and I will be successful. But really, this is not going to satisfy the Atma. As we see in the example of Vyasadeva, he himself showed that he was not happy by simply teaching these things about Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha to all living entities. The living entity is only happy when his heart becomes overjoyed with happiness in exchange, loving exchange, with that personality who is his own most beloved, who is always with him throughout all eternity, since time immemorial. The living entity is always accompanied by his best friend, within his heart, Krishna situated. How that relationship will develop? Only by hearing the message from the bona fide spiritual master. And how fortunate we are if we have a spiritual master like Narada Rishi, who gives the world of Vrindavan, which is the real prema pumarto mahan. So we are very fortunate to be here and to hear from the lotus lips of Śrīla Gurudev, who has come from Vrindavan, who has traveled all over the world to bring this message and to share it and give it freely. There is no contribution, only your ears, and take it within your heart and you will see that you will become the most fortunate persons in the whole world. Hare Krishna.
आप लोग बहुत देर से बैठे हैं, मैं 5 मिनट और समय लूँगा, इसके बाद में सभा विसर्जित होगी। ओ हमारा हिंदी में बोलेंगे, तुम बोलो। पहली बात ये, हम लोगों को समझना चाहिए सनातन धर्म क्या है। सनातन शब्द में 2 शब्द हैं, सदातन जो भूतकाल में भी है, वर्तमान काल में भी है, भविष्यत काल रहेगा, उस धर्म को सनातन धर्म कहते हैं। कुछ लोग साधारण हिंदू धर्म को या और धर्मों को धर्म मान लेते हैं, किंतु वो सनातन धर्म नहीं है। शरीर के किसी धर्म को सनातन नहीं कहते। सनातन वस्तु होना चाहिए। भगवान सनातन है, ही ट्रांसेंडेंटल। ईश्वरः परमः कृष्णः सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादिरादि गोविंद सर्व कारण कारण। जितने भी जगत हैं सब कारणों के कारण हैं, उनका कोई कारण नहीं है, वे अनादि हैं, नित्य हैं। और बतलाया गया है अहो भाग्यम अहो भाग्यम नंद गोप ब्रजौकसाम जनमित्रम परमानंदम पूर्ण ब्रह्म सनातनम। कृष्ण ही पूर्ण ब्रह्म है, ये ब्रह्मा जी प्रार्थना कर रहे हैं। इसलिए नंदनंदन छोटे से लड़के बांसुरी बजाने वाले गैया चराने वाले वो साधारण नहीं हैं, सबके आदि हैं। यहाँ तक कि श्री रामचंद्र के रूप में वही आए हैं, अलग से कोई राम नहीं है। निसिंह देव वही कृष्ण ही हैं, हनुमान जी शंकर जी पार्वती दुर्गा सब उनकी दास दासी हैं, अलग कोई नहीं है, ने? उनसे अलग कुछ है ही नहीं है, ने? इसलिए वे सनातन हैं। उपनिषदों में भी ऐसा लिखा गया नित्यो नित्यानाम चेतनस चेतनानाम। जितने भी नित्य वस्तुएं हैं आत्माएं हैं, कृष्ण उनका परम नित्य है, इसलिए वो भी नित्य हैं। और दूसरा है जीव जो शरीर में है, वो है जीव। जीव स्थाणु रचलो अयं सनातन, इसके अंदर में आत्मा और परमात्मा दो हैं, है? परमात्मा सब जगह है, यहाँ तक कि इसमें भी है, पुस्तक में भी है, लकड़ी में भी है, सब जगह है, किंतु आत्मा सब जगह नहीं है। इस शरीर में है जो कहता है मैं, इसलिए दोनों में समझो भेद। भगवान सर्वत्र हैं, ऐसा कोई जगह नहीं जहाँ नहीं है। ये सूखी लकड़ी में भी भगवान रहेंगे तब उसका एग्जिस्टेंस रह सत्ता रहेगी, नहीं तो नहीं रहेगी। अब जीवात्मा है एक शरीर में, पेड़ में भी, लताओं में, गाय बैल भैंस जानवर पशु पक्षी सब में एक एक आत्मा है, और एक ही परमात्मा सब में वो है। ये दोनों में अंतर है। तो जीवात्मा भी नित्य है, शरीर के जन्म से जीवात्मा का जन्म नहीं होता, शरीर के मरने से भी जीवात्मा का मरण नहीं होता, वो छोड़ देता है। जहीं छोड़ देता है शरीर को, शरीर सड़ने गलने लग जाता है। इसलिए शरीर सनातन नहीं है, जीवात्मा सनातन है। और भी नित्यो नित्यानाम, जीव नित्य हैं, इसलिए जीवेर स्वरूप है नित्य कृष्णदास। जहाँ भी जीव है, इस शरीर में है, पेड़ में, पौधों में, जानवर में, जहाँ भी है, सबका प्रभु और सेव्य भगवान है, सबसे अधिक कृष्ण ही, और हम सब उसके सेवक हैं। जीवेर स्वरूप है नित्य कृष्णदास, हम सभी कृष्ण के दास दासी हैं, यही हमारा नित्य धर्म है। अभी अद्वैतवाद जगत में चलता है, विशेष करके दक्षिण में श्रृंगेरी मठ इत्यादि में, उत्तराड़ी मठ में, द्वारका के पुरी के गोवर्धन मठ में, ये सब लोग बड़े बड़े आचार्य हैं उस संप्रदाय के। वो लोग मुक्ति चाहते हैं। मुक्ति माने क्या? उनके ब्रह्म का कोई रूप नहीं है, कोई आकार नहीं है, कोई विशेष नहीं है, कोई धर्म नहीं है, समझो इस चीज को। वो लोग भगवान का रूप नहीं मानते, निर्विशेष मानते हैं, निराकार, निरंजन, अनादि इत्यादि मानते हैं, किंतु भगवान का रूप है। अरूप शब्द है किंतु बना है रूप से, तो रूप नहीं रहता तो अरूप नहीं होता। आकार शब्द है मौलिक, आकार नहीं होगा तो निराकार नहीं बन सकता। गुण मौलिक शब्द है, गुण नहीं रहेगा तो निर्गुण नहीं बनेगा। इसलिए भगवान का रूप है, यदि भगवान में रूप नहीं होता तो इतना रूप कहाँ से आता, कहाँ से आएगा, जब कारण में ही नहीं जो चीज है वो कार्य में नहीं हो सकता। कॉज एंड एक्शन थ्योरी, सत्कारणवाद इसको कहते हैं फिलोसफिकल दृष्टि से। जब नीम का, आम का कोई बीज नहीं है, अपने आप आम का पेड़ हो जाएगा, नहीं होगा, कोई ना कोई चीज होना चाहिए। कुछ है ही नहीं है तो कहां से होगा। तो जो ब्रह्म का रूप ही नहीं है, कोई गुण नहीं है, दया नहीं है, वात्सल्य नहीं है, कोई गुण ही नहीं है, तो ऐसे ब्रह्म की जरूरत क्या है, जिसकी कोई सत्ता नहीं है, जीरो है। शंकराचार्य के गुरु के गुरु गौड़पाद थे, वो शून्यवादी थे, बौद्धवादी थे। इसलिए इनका भी धर्म जो है वो नित्य नहीं है, अद्वैतवादियों का, क्योंकि कोई रूप ही नहीं है, भगवान का रूप ही नहीं है, कृष्ण का रूप नहीं मानते, राम का रूप नहीं मानते, इसलिए उनकी उपासना नित्य नहीं है, उनका कोई धर्म ही नहीं है, विशेष ही नहीं है, इसलिए उनका धर्म भी नित्य नहीं है, ऐसा समझो। यहाँ तक कि क्रिश्चियन लोग भगवान का रूप नहीं मानते, किंतु उनके बाइबल में लिखा है गॉड क्रिएटेड मैन आफ्टर हिज ओन इमेज। भगवान ने, गॉड ने अपने रूप के अनुसार में मनुष्यों को बनाया। मुसलमान भाई लोग भी नहीं मानते उनका रूप, किंतु उनके कुरान शरीफ में भी लिखा है इन्ना अल्लाह खलाका मैन सूरत ही, उनका सूरत है, रूप है, अपने रूप के समान बनाया। सब जगह ऐसा देखा जाता है, भारतवर्ष में तो है ही है, वेदों में, उपनिषदों में, सब जगह। कृष्ण भगवान है, उनका रूप नहीं है, उनका गुण नहीं है, राम का गुण नहीं है, रूप नहीं है, इसलिए यह बात गलत है। ये लोग नित्य धर्म नहीं है, नित्य धर्म है जैसे भगवान की सेवा, प्रहलाद महाराज जैसे भगवान की सेवा की, उनसे भी श्रेष्ठ अम्बरीश महाराज समस्त इंद्रियों से भगवान की सेवा कर रहे हैं, उनसे श्रेष्ठ हनुमान हैं, दिन रात भगवान की सेवा करते हैं। सीता चोरी जाने के बाद में रावण की लंका में गए, उसे जला दिया और फिर चले आए, और फिर सीता जी का पता लगाया, फिर रामचंद्र जी ने रावण को मारा। 24 घंटा के 24 घंटा हनुमान जी सेवा करते हैं, इनसे भी वो सेवा श्रेष्ठ है पांडवों की। ऐसी पांडवों की सेवा है जो कृष्ण उनकी सेवा से प्रेम से वशीभूत हो उनका रथ चलाते हैं, घोड़ों को धोते हैं, पानी पिलाते हैं, अपनी बहन सुभद्रा की शादी उनसे कर दी, एक पलंग पर सोते हैं, एक थाल में खाते हैं, हनुमान जी नहीं कर सकते, भरत शत्रुघ्न ये सब लोग नहीं कर सकते, सुग्रीव उनके मित्र हैं, विभीषण उनके मित्र हैं, वो लोग नहीं कर सकते, इसलिए उनसे श्रेष्ठ वो हैं पांडव। पांडवों से श्रेष्ठ उद्धव जी हैं, जो कृष्ण के साथ में सब समय रहते हैं, उनके मंत्री हैं, उनके सलाहकार हैं, उनके सेवक भी हैं, शिष्य भी हैं, सब कुछ है। और ऐसे उद्धव जी गोपियों की चरण की धूली चाहते हैं, वंदे नंद ब्रज स्त्री नाम पादरीन, गोपियों की चरण धूली मिल जाए उसके लिए मैं घास, पेड़, पौधा मैं हो सकता हूँ, मेरा जन्म का सौभाग्य होगा। इसलिए गोपियाँ, और इन गोपियों में राधिका जी सबसे श्रेष्ठ, उनका यह प्रेम और सेवा ही नित्य धर्म की अंतिम सोपान है, इनसे बढ़ करके और नहीं है। इसलिए संक्षेप में आज बतलाया, आज उपस्थिति कम है, बच्चे लोग तो 200 के करीब थे, चले गए
250
बच्चे थे, और आप लोग बहुत थोड़े से हैं। कल शायद रविवार के दिन टाउन से भी लोग, इधर से भी कुछ लोग आ सकते हैं। उस समय में यथार्थ धर्म क्या है इसके संबंध में हम कल बतलाएं। आज यहीं तक रहे, तुम कुछ बोल दो। ये ले लो,
sit, otherwise if it is easier. What is this one? This is the end of the class given on the 30th of July in Bangalore in our ashram. Hare Krishna.